Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, we praise you, and we thank you that you're the King of the universe, Lord. We can just raise our hands and worship you and praise you and thank you for what you did through your Son Jesus on that cross. How our King came and defeated the enemy totally, completely, and give us all the promises in the Word of God that we're sons of God, that we're more than conquerors through Christ, that we're saved, healed, delivered, made whole, and everything is ours. Everything that belonged to Jesus belongs to us, and that we can do the same things Jesus did when he was here, because you said we could in John 14:12. And Father, we are so grateful to be sons and daughters of the King, and we're so grateful that it gives you such great pleasure to give us, your children, the kingdom. So Lord, thank you for the kingdom, and thank you, Lord, for giving us revelation on it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this week we're talking about what happens to us through fear. I see so many Christians living in fear. It's amazing that God told us in his word that he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yet so many Christians are living in fear. Now, yesterday we were beginning to talk about the fear of death. People today, even in the church, have a fear of dying. Well, you shouldn't have a fear of dying. You should know that if you're walking in obedience to God's word and you claim his promises, he promised you he would satisfy you with long life. And if you claim all the things that belong to you as a child of God, when you literally read Psalms 91, which is in the old covenant, the old law, when you read that promise that was made, he guarantees if you will make him, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and then you will learn to say that the Lord is my refuge and my strength, in him will I trust. If you'll say that with your mouth and believe it with your heart and not be ashamed of the King, that no sickness, no plague, no destruction, no devastating things can come near you or your house. That is a great and awesome promise from the King of the universe. I am so grateful that I'm serving the King, knowing that he sends his angels and gives them charge over me to protect me and keep me from all forms of evil, to protect me so I won't even dash my foot against a stone. I'm so grateful for those promises. But yet then I come to the New Testament, and he gives me many, many more promises, because I have a better covenant with the King now, which is founded on better promises. But you have to learn what those are, and you have to learn to claim those. And I've come to realize that most of the church has never learned that. They think they're just here, they have no power, and they're just passing through on the earth. What a shame that people won't get in God's word. But many Christians have a fear of dying. But we shouldn't. We should have no fear of dying. We should know that our King is going to provide for us in a great and mighty way, protect us, satisfy us with long, healthy life. And then one day, when we're old, he will bring us home. He will take away our breath, just like he said in the Psalms, and he will bring us home. And we do not have to be sick as children of the King. So you should absolutely have no fear of dying. When you die at an old age, you're going to get to graduate. You're going to get to go home to be with the King of the universe. And his name isn't Jesus. So don't let that fear of death bother you at all. Then many people today have fear of sickness. They say, what am I going to do if I come down with sickness or cancer or whatever? Well, if you keep talking like that, you will come down with it, because with your own tongue, you're calling a demon to you to make you sick and afflict you. So whatever you do, don't do that. Quote God's word. Jesus said in his word, in Isaiah 53:4-5 that not only was he going to bear your griefs and your pains, your sin, and all those things, but he was going to bear and remove your sickness. So he says, with my stripes you are healed. Now, when I went to school, that was past tense. If I am healed, I am healed. And if I claim that by faith with all my sins confessed, it cannot fail me because God made me the promise. It absolutely cannot fail. I have to believe it, but that's not difficult. If God said it, that's good enough for me. I should be able to stand on it. But we come over to the New Testament, and the Apostle Matthew, he said in chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, that when evening had come, Jesus went about casting out the demons and healing all the sick to fulfill what was written by Isaiah the prophet back over there in Isaiah 53:4-5, that himself, Jesus, bore mine and your sickness and removed our disease. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, he says, with his stripes you were healed. So all you got to do is walk in obedience to God's word, study his word, believe what is written, and stand on it, and you'll be just like me. You won't never have to go to a doctor again. You won't ever have to have any sickness and disease again. I was raised up in a traditional church and all of my life, and for the first 40 years of my life, I didn't know these things because I didn't read the word enough. I read a lot, but I didn't read enough, and my church didn't teach me these things. But when I finally got a hold of it, praise the Lord, and begin to claim these mighty promises by faith in God's word, the last 16 or 17 years or something like that, I've not had one day of sickness and disease. And it's absolutely magnificently wonderful to be 64 years old and be in as good a health as I've ever been in my life. To be able to work at many hours a day, to do all the things I want to do, to go minister to people, get people healed and saved on a regular basis. It's so much fun serving the King. When you believe his word, you have no fear of anything. Praise the Lord Jesus. So don't have any fear of sickness. Your sickness was paid for by the King Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago. He said it was, so all you've got to do is believe it and quote it to the enemy, and you don't have to be sick anymore. But what happens to most people? As soon as the enemy comes upon them and puts a symptom upon you, you begin to feel bad. The first thing you do, instead of rebuke the enemy and stand on God's word, the first thing you do will start telling people, I don't feel well. I feel sick. When you do, you're opening a door to the enemy for him to continue to make you sick. And then you go to the doctor. And the doctor gives you a bad report. Well, Isaiah 53:1 and Romans 8:16 says, who has believed the report of the Lord? And I'm telling you, most people were just like I am for many years. They didn't believe the report of the Lord. I didn't know what the report of the Lord was. So how am I going to receive something by faith that I don't know is mine? But when I begin to read this book, oh, praise the Lord, when I begin to read this book, and I begin to learn all these magnificent promises that the King put in this book, and realize that these promises are for me today, for you today, as a born-again Christian, as a saved person, praise God. Then you can stand on his mighty promises. You can come to the King on behalf of his word and pray and praise him and thank him for the answer and see him do great and mighty things. It is so much fun serving the King when you learn how to reign with the Lord, like Romans 5:17 says, on the earth. It is so much fun. So whatever you do, don't have any fear of sickness. It's been paid for on the cross. Then there's so many people in the church that has a fear of failure. They start out in life all rattled, saying, oh my goodness, I don't know whether I'm going to make it or not. I have such a fear of failing at what I'm going at. Well, with that kind of an attitude, you probably will be a failure. But you need to quote God's word to him. Say, Lord, I'm going in business. I'm going to start a place of business. You said if I'll go to church and tithe, that you'll bless everything I put my hands to. So, Lord, I claim that by faith. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to make you my God, my Lord, my healer, my deliverer, my provider. I'm going to make you my dwelling place, and I'm going to trust you that you're going to make my new business just blossom, Lord. And I want to be a blessing to people in my business. So, Lord, as I serve you in my business, I want to be a blessing to you, and I want to thank you for being a blessing to me. So don't even entertain the thought of failure. Ask the Lord. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus for everything you do in your business. Ask him how to do everything. Ask him who to go to, what kind of counsel to seek. Everything. Don't do anything without inquiring of the Lord. He wants you to have an intimate relationship with him. He wants to show you what to do. He will tell you what to do. Just like the other night, I was trying to figure out how I was going to do a special project, a big project. And I just thought and thought and thought, and I finally, before I went to bed that night, I said, Lord, would you please reveal to me how I can do this and make this work perfect? I woke up in the middle of the night. The Lord had revealed to me how to do that project, and it was so simple. I praise him for the privilege to inquire of him for everything. He is such a great and mighty God. He will reveal things to you in dreams and visions. So whatever you do, don't have any fear of failure. The Lord promised, I come to give you life and give it to you abundantly, not for you to fail. Those kind of thoughts always come from the enemy. So if any kind of a thought of failure or any of these things we've talked about here, about death, sickness, failure, or rejection, if any of these thoughts come to you, they're coming to you from the enemy and not God, and you need to rebuke the enemy and command those spirits to get away from you in the name of Jesus, and they will leave you, and then you can walk in the abundant life. Praise the Lord. But we'll continue tomorrow. I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106 for audio and video tapes of my teaching. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon until 4 p.m. And we have a wonderful time praising and teaching the Word of God and having testimonies and seeing our King do great and mighty things in our church. Also, like to invite you to our healing school the second Saturday of every month. It's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. It starts at 1 p.m. the second Saturday of every month. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.